Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson loves his job. He was a high school chess champion who's taken his skills and translated them into courtroom tactics and fearless aggression. That's a chess term. Ferguson is now a fierce defender of consumers in his state. He took President Obama into court over safety conditions for nuclear workers, successfully challenged the Trump immigration travel ban, and is hard at work trying to protect students from the Wild West gold rush in the student loan business right now.
This is a massive problem, not just for my state, but nationwide. We've had lots of litigation against loan adjusters, for example. These are entities that ostensibly say they're going to help you consolidate your loan, that type of thing, that charge fees they're not allowed to charge, that overcharge fees, even they are allowed to charge them, they overcharge them. So we see this, frankly, John, over and over and over again, to the point where I've got folks in my consumer protection division who, frankly, dedicate much of their time to being an advocate on these issues of student loans.
Can you change this from the standpoint of, litigating a solution, or does something have to happen in Washington, D.C.? Does some lawmaker really have to take this up?
It's a good question. From my view, it's going to require a combination of things to make a change. One is, hey, giving more information to students, for example. We put out in my office recently a student loan guidance handbook that's available on our website for students or graduates to review so they know what their rights are and have some information about the loans they're taking out. So more information, I think, for students at the front end can make a big help, number one. Number two, yes, litigation is appropriate to serve as a deterrent for those entities that don't play by the rules. That's important. But third, to your point, yes, do I think we need more advocates at the federal level on these issues? I do. And to make sure that there are common sense protections for borrowers when they interact with servicers like Navient.
Attorneys general around the country have, been recognized as being politically savvy, and that the attorney general position is a springboard to higher political office. I'm wondering if you look at consumer protection issues and, for instance, the travel ban question as political opportunities or ways of protecting voters, and how do you choose?
Well, the way we choose in my office is that we go where the law takes us. So, hey, a lot of folks I've been criticized for filing the lawsuit that stopped the first travel ban as being political. I'm a Democrat, Donald Trump obviously being a Republican. But what folks don't mention when they assert that is I twice filed lawsuits against the Obama administration, even though I deeply respect and admire former President Barack Obama. We go where the law takes us. So I get that folks want to make it all about politics. But as I say, John, if someone's arguing that, that just means they don't really have a legal argument. So from our standpoint, our role is to protect the people of my state against powerful interests that don't play by the rules. Sometimes it's a president. Sometimes that's an entity like Navient. Sometimes it's not in the news at all, but that is very important work for every attorney general in the country.
Implicitly in what you just said, does that mean you don't respect and honor President Donald Trump?
No, it's he and I have a very different worldview, to put it mildly. Let's put it that way. And but my point is, I'm not filing a lawsuit against Donald Trump successfully over the travel ban because I disagree with him as an elected official or disagree with him on policy issues. I have deep disagreements with him. But I filed a lawsuit because I felt his travel ban was unconstitutional and unlawful. That's why we filed that lawsuit. And frankly, that's why we won. So that's the analysis. If you'd been in the room when I made my decision to file that lawsuit with my solicitor general, look, none of the conversation was about anything political. It was all about the Constitution, whether I could bring that lawsuit, whether we thought we'd be successful. Those were the questions I was asking and that we're focused on.
From a very different political perspective, the state of Arizona went after the Obama administration because immigration policy is sort of stuck in a kind of limbo, and they viewed their state interests as being fundamentally different from the federal interests. You, I think, have done something similar from a completely different point of view in confronting the federal government on the travel ban. Do you think attorneys general are closer to the kinds of issues that aren't being addressed by the federal government?
It's an important question, and I think a part of the answer is yes. A lot has been written in the last, I guess I'd say, 8 or 9 years of the role of the Attorney General. And when I ran for Attorney General for the first time 5 years ago, John, I would often say when I was running that I felt the office of Attorney General was the most consequential office in all of government. And people always gave me a strange look when I said that. When I say that now, in light of stopping the travel ban, nobody gives me a funny look. I think there's a greater appreciation for the power of the office of the Attorney General to make sure that everybody's playing by the rules. And I think there is a greater focus now. We see that on with airlines, with consumer protections at airlines, or with Wall Street interests, or even the President of the United States. There is a greater focus, I think, on the rights of consumers and individuals and the power of the law to change practices. And that's where, of course, an Attorney General comes in.
You haven't been recognized as a chess player for a while, but do you think if they included your success on the travel ban in court, that your chess rating might have gone up significantly, that you won that battle, and you know, your numbers might have bumped up to, say, close to 2,000?
Yeah, you know, my chess playing days are largely over, and you know, I did spend a lot of my teenage years playing chess seriously. After high school, I did not go to college right away, John, and went to Europe and tried to play chess professionally. So chess really has informed my worldview and the way I think about things. And for the travel ban, I will say we anticipated that Donald Trump would sign that executive order. We anticipated that move, so to speak, to use a chess term. And so the team was ready, and I think it's part of the reason why we moved so quickly and were able to get struck down on an injunction so quickly as well. We prepared for that, and we're ready to go.
You dropped out of college. You decided not to go to college and do chess as an alternative to college. Which one of your parents convinced you to maybe come back and join the human race?
I have to say my parents were both a bit concerned when I told them I was not going to go to college and was going to go to Europe and play chess, as you might imagine. So I think they were equally concerned. I think my father, my late father, Murray Ferguson, took the most active role in trying to push me back to the University of Washington, and he ultimately succeeded. So I'm not sure if, you know, I recognize that being a former chess professional is not the usual path to being Attorney General, but it did work for me.
Well, we're glad that your father was successful, that's for sure. Bob Ferguson, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, John. Really appreciate it.
Bob Ferguson is the 18th Attorney General of the state of Washington.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.